Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy to be out this morning. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. And I just want to read a little scripture here before we start this morning. Found in Colossians, the first chapter, begins at the 16th verse. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, I know the master of the wind. Amen.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, that this morning we've been able to rise with health and strength for these bodies. Lord, that we could come and together in. And Lord, to come and set where you have the preeminence, Lord, and to let you speak to our hearts through the way of your word. And Lord, we just come today asking you to feed us and to give each one of us, Lord, the special portion that we may have need of. Lord, we just ask a special blessing on those, Lord, that can't be here today, that you would touch them, bless them, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you would bless each and every phase, Lord, as this service, and as we worship you and praise you, Lord, may we just do it with all of our hearts, Lord, and just totally surrender ourselves unto thee for service and let you have your precious way, and we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for each and everything. In all the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we, let's turn over here to page 318. Amen. In the big book, Only Believe books there. Life is like a railway to heaven. Amen.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's free. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve. Where the angels wait to join us.
Type, but you'll roll up grades of trial and you'll cross that bridge of strife, but see that Christ is your conductor. Amen. That second verse, you will often find obstructions, look for storms of wind and rain, and on a hill, field, curve, or trestle, they'll almost hit your train, but put your trust alone in Jesus. Amen. He will see us through. Amen. Hallelujah. But oh, it ain't going to be long. We're going to roll into that depot. Amen. Let's turn over to page 40 in our little capstone books there. Amen. Press along. Amen. We're almost home, saints. It's time to push the battle. Amen.
Oh, ransom souls with joyous song, press along to glory land. Amazing grace that saves the race, press along to glory land. Oh, press along, glad soul, press along, giving out the message grand, letting love, God's love, be your song, press along to glory land. Oh, the foe may rage, but Christ will save, press along to
page 13. We ain't sang this in a long time, but oh my, amen. Just thinking about it, and I can truly feel his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus said it is expedient for me to go away, but I'll send you another Spirit. Amen.
same Spirit. Amen.
Yes, it will. Hallelujah.
Stone away. Amen. And he come forth from the grave. I bid arise and lives in your heart and my heart. Oh, it is the earnest. Amen. And we see these bodies beginning to change and life coming into the body. Oh, what an assurance it ought to bring into our hearts. Amen. But press along. We're almost home. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon the
to the Lord. Brother Amos, would you care to come take up the offering? Amen. blessing if you would.
Oh, gracious Savior, how great thou art, Lord. We thank you so much for all you've done for us, Lord, for thy many blessings to us. For Lord, once more granting us this opportunity to be here this morning, Lord.
Amen.
Truly no place else would rather be, Lord, than you be here to feel your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you so much for it. Lord, we just ask that you'll have your preeminence, Lord, in the remainder of this service, Lord. And may all that's said and done be for your glory and honor. May our hearts and minds be open, Lord, to receive the word that you have for us this day, Lord.
Amen.
May we climb a rung higher in thee this
day,
Lord. May we not be satisfied until we are higher in you, Lord. Once more we ask that you'll bless this offering, and may it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask it in thy precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing a little chorus. We're standing on holy ground. Amen. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Take the request this morning.
Gracious Lord, it's so good to be here again today, Lord, and be able to gather together with saints of like precious faith, Lord, and to worship you in song and spirit, Lord. And my God, and then to know, Lord, that you're going to come down and feed us by the way of your word.
Yes, dear Lord.
And pray, Father, today that each and every one of them today is gathered together here, Lord, to draw closer to you, Lord, and for you to have the preeminence lives, Lord, day by day, and hour by hour, minute by minute,
yes,
Lord, that we pray for those who couldn't be here today, Lord, that you'd
come
out in their presence, Lord, and minister unto them, Lord, day by day. And we pray today, dear God, that you just help us, Lord, to draw closer and closer to you, Lord, and we pray that every hand of the grace, Lord, the
yes, Lord,
desire, the need that was up on that one's heart, Lord, that you'd meet it, Lord, and especially, Lord, those that raise your hand desire to approach to walk with you, Lord, and my God, to have
yes,
your
Lord,
Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives. We pray that you grant that to
yes,
us,
Lord,
Lord, and we pray today, Lord,
amen,
you bless the word as it comes forth, and bless our hearts to receive your word, may the Holy Spirit be anointing be upon them, Lord, to bring
yes,
forth
Lord,
the word, Lord. My God, just take full control, Lord. My God, of every thing in his body, Lord. My God, to bring forth that word of life today.
Amen.
We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. A little chorus on 277. I'm going to sing it to you, just the chorus and the verse if you need the words. Sweet, sweet spirit. Amen. Amen. Just open up your heart to him. Relax in the spirit and ask God just to help you leave everything else outside and just We've come today to let him speak to us and to be open vessels, that our minds yielded to him. Amen.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay
time.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love.
Seated. Amen. Would anyone in the congregation have a special song this morning? Sister Grace, may she come if you would. Amen.
In his time.
sing that little chorus, Amazing Grace, as we ask our brother to come, deliver what the Lord has laid on his heart. May we be open and receptive to the Lord. Amen.
Amazing Grace.
Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful to have been here this day. Lord, you know all things. Lord, we just are humbly asking, Lord, that you would have your way in our lives, in everything we do and everything we say. Lord, nothing happens without a cause, without a reason. As our sister sang, Lord, all in your time. Lord, you know all about us. Lord, you know each and every one that's standing here. And Lord, as we opened with the precious little scripture, Lord, that in all things you might have the preeminence. Lord, may each one of us find a special place with you, Lord, that would truly be the desire and the place of our hearts. That in all things, Lord, you would have the preeminence. Lord, we just humbly ask you, Lord, to speak to us. Lord, we're so thankful for all that you've done and are doing for us. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for everything. And we just ask, Lord, that through it all, you would receive the glory and the honor and the praise that's due you. In the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. I guess you want to check and see if he's, amen. While Brother Amos is checking, let's just sing that little chorus again, Amazing Grace. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves. While you're still standing, let's go ahead and just turn back over to Colossians. Amen. Pastor had to leave. I wasn't quite prepared to do song service and preach, but let's read a few scriptures while we're here this morning. Amen. We're going to go ahead and start there at the first chapter of the book of Colossians. Let's read this all the way through. Amen. We'll just read the first two verses, and then you can be seated. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated if you would like. We're going to continue on. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you,
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the word, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. For ye also learned of the efforts of your dear fellow servant, who is your faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto an pleasing and being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, and now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches for the glory of this mystery, which is Christ among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preached, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea. For as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all the riches of full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And how Paul speaking this back then to that church, but look today how it fits timely. And how God, even though Paul passed, God takes his man, but never his spirit. And how we can see God is continually, down into this age, these precious words have become multiplied and magnified even greater. How the prophet brought out these wonderful things, and how our pastor has stood here as a pastor and made sure that the word was brought back to our remembrance, to line us up, to put us in remembrance of these things, that we would be all that Paul was saying here. But he, as he said there, I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And how God has so graciously opened up his precious word and opened our eyes that we could see exactly what he's got for us in this last day. And as we walk this road and we've maybe attended church for a long time, and we've been following a message for a long time. But yet we can see today how we're coming to the fullness of the stature of Christ. It must be because we see the world in the shape that it's climbed into. And we know that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. And we must be ready. And that's what the Word has been doing, is showing us every little nook and cranny. Make sure this is right. Make sure that's lined up. Make sure, as our brother's been reading the Scripture, Romans 8:11, if the Spirit of Jesus Christ dwell in you, how we need to make sure that our life is matching what would happen if that Spirit's dwelling in us. And how God is just keeps pouring it in, word upon word, line upon line, to make sure that each and every one of us is finding that place in Him, that we can stand with that full assurance, the full assurance of understanding, knowing that we're standing where God wants us to be for this last time. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know God will make all things beautiful in His own time. And we know that time's coming when all else is going to decay. And maybe we got loved ones we worry about. Maybe we got different situations all around us. This situation's taking place in this situation. But God knows all about it. And He works all things so that after the counsel of His own will. And He knows exactly where each one's standing. But as we climb into this place, we've got to make sure that we're letting God have the full preeminence of our life. We're giving Him first and foremost place. Nothing that He's not coming in second, that He's not coming in third, but He is the principal theme of our walk, of our talk, of everything we do. He must be the leadership in our life, leading us and guiding us and making sure that every word lines up 100%. And we must always remember that He designed this body. He made me. He set me here for this purpose. And I have no right to tell Him to make me any other way. But He knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me. And we each one should come with that desire burning in our hearts. Lord, mold me. Change me. Whatever needs, Lord. Whatever you see needs trimmed off, Lord. Whatever's blocking you, Lord, from moving in my life, Lord, here am I. Use me, Lord. Change it. Make it match whatever you would have it be in my life. But may that truly be the desire of our hearts this morning and every day as we travel down life's journey and we see that, as I said, the end of all things is coming to an end. We see it. And may we be as individuals. He's getting His church ready, but not this group of people. But the individuals that make up His church, God's watching out for them. He'll make sure that everything they have need of comes right on time, right in place where they need it. And it'll fulfill exactly to come to His glory and to His honor. Amen. No, I'm not going to hold you very long. I don't even have any books with me. But remember that, saints, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches, a full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement and the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. God is so great. Amen. Oh my, I just love Him and appreciate Him. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. And you know, just sing that little chorus, How Great Is Our God. And I think we can sing it without music. Amen. How great is our God? How great is His word? He's the greatest. Mighty Red Sea, and it been good to be here this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads as we dismiss. Lord, we just thank you for this day and thank you for the opportunity. And Lord, as we've already said, you know all things. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless our brother, Lord, and touch his body, whatever the need may be there, Lord. And Father, if it be your will and you should tarry, bring us back this evening, Lord, at the appointed time. And may we come hungry, Lord, asking you to speak to us. And Lord, you hold the keys to all wisdom and understanding. Lord, you hold the keys to all revelation, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. And Lord, if you don't reveal it, Lord, we'll never truly understand these precious words that you've left for us in this last day. But Lord, each one of us here, I believe, has a hungering heart, Lord, to be exactly what you would have us be. And Lord, we just humbly ask that, Lord, forgive us of our short places. Lord, forgive us of anything, Lord, that we have let hinder your movement in our life. And Lord, may we truly just yield ourselves unto thee. And Lord, let you have your way. That Lord, through these vessels, you could once again show that you are alive and living. Lord, that they would be the expression of the Holy Spirit manifesting out through each and every one. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor that's due you. And we just ask that you would be with those that couldn't be here. Lord, touch them, raise them up. Whatever the need may be, Lord, we just ask that you would meet it. And we'll never fail, Lord, to praise you and thank you, Lord, for each and everything that you've done and are doing in our lives. And we ask it to the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. In the lovely, precious name we ask. Amen. My, you're all dismissed. Come back this evening, Lord's willing, hungry, that God would speak to us through his precious word. Amen. You're all dismissed.